Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we thank Him for every blessing that is in our lives. Well, let me encourage you from the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15. These are the words of Joshua, the servant of Moses, who led the people of Israel into the land of Canaan. And he says in the end of his days that choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He was making a speech to the people of Israel, because in his latter days, the people of Israel stopped following God and stopped walking in the ways of Jehovah. And that is what he was saying, that I choose you this day whom you will serve. He asked a question. My dear brothers and sisters, an unknown writer wrote, "The beauty of the home is order. The blessing of the home is contentment. The glory of the home is hospitality. And the crown of the home is godliness." And, it's very important for us to know and understand that the purpose of God is that He desires that every family will be blessed beyond measure. And, the family will prosper, will succeed in every area. There'll be divine order, godly order in a home. That's what God desires. And it is very important for us because, the home with, special days of recognizing mothers and fathers and children, the season is here in this moment. The strength of any nation is the quality of its homes, said Charles Dickens. In love of home, the love of country has its rise. And so beautifully he said so. Home should be the holy of holies in a person's life, a place where ultimate love and acceptance are found between parents and with the children. The real test of a parent's spirituality is his or her home life. The daily demonstration of a Christ-like character is of paramount importance. As parents, our responsibility is not only to feed and clothe our children's bodies, but to nurture their spirits, their minds, and their moral values. By word and by personal example, we must carefully guide our children and fervently seek to show them what it means to be a Christian. Good parenting also involves maintaining strong lines of communication between all members of the family. This depends and demands quality time spent together in discussions, social times, daily spiritual retreats, and weekly periods of instruction and worship in the local church together as a family. I was listening to a beautiful hymn by Henry Ware, and he wrote very beautifully. He said, "Happy the home when God is there and love fills every breast, when one their wish and one their prayer and one their heavenly rest. Happy the home where Jesus' name is sweet to every ear, where children early lips His fame and parents hold Him dear. Happy the home where prayer is heard and praise is wont to rise, where parents love the sacred word and all its wisdom prize. Lord, let us in our homes agree this blessed peace again, unite our hearts in love to Thee, and love to all will reign." Amen. So reflect on your ways that you could improve the quality of your home. Does God really have His rightful place as the foundation of the home? It's very, very important. Because I, as a father, am accountable for my wife and for my children. And God desires that I will be the priest of the house and do what the Lord has called me to do in leading my family in paths of righteousness. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. Lord, like Joshua, give us the grace, O Father, to all fathers in our midst, to all of us in our homes. O Lord God Almighty, that we could be able to say, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Abba Father, I thank you this hour, O Father, in this season of enjoying the Pentecost. I pray that every family will be united. Every child will be in order. Every, Lord, communication lines will be open. Lord, the atmosphere of peace and the presence of God will prevail in every home in Jesus' name. Marriages will be blessed. Families will be functional. And I pray, Lord, that there'll be divine order in the house. Oh, Lord God Almighty, for that's the place where God dwells and God comes on a daily basis. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that in this day and age, we will take that care of leading our families in the ways of Jehovah. This morning, oh Father God, I bless your people as they step out to the jobs and the businesses and running the errands for the day, that you will lead them and guide them. You will uphold them with your righteous hand and bless them abundantly and keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I rebuke every manner of sickness in the mighty name of Jesus. And I command their bodies to be healed and be made whole in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, and I bless you. Give you the praise and glory and honor and dominion and power and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day. And we'll meet up this coming Sunday to glorify the name of Jehovah together as the family of God. God bless you, and God be with you. Bye for now.